Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Shei Osoyimbi, enjoy the Spirit.
This has always been our expectations. This has always been our willingness. This has always been our urge. This has always been our drive. This has always been our motivations, that will draw us closer than ever before. Day by day, day by day, minute by minute, minute by minute, second by second, you will draw us closer. You will wrap us in your arm until we know the truth, until we embrace the truth, until we walk in the truth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, until we turn to become the truth. Our desire is to become the truth. You have desired us to become the truth. We will become the truth. We will walk in the truth because we are the truth. The truth lives inside of us. The truth that lives inside of us has made us to become the truth. We will become the truth. We will live for the truth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Sovereign God, we want the revelation of your glory. We want a new fire to be rekindled in our midst. We want a fresh baptism of your grace, a fresh baptism of your engagement as we draw closer to you tonight. Let there be an unfailing of the truth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the heaven be opened unto us. Let the grace be given to the lips of clay, so that the lips of clay will become the lips of power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, because we draw water from you. We draw fountain from you. We draw strength from you. We draw inspiration from you. We draw anointing from you. We draw capacity and competence from you. Not from man, because man is an uncertain person, but we draw from the mortal God. Let your glory be made revealed in our midst, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let everyone that is weary be refired in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the hope of salvation be rekindled in us, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We trust you for great and mighty things, especially as the confession is drawing near, that great and mighty thing you will reveal in our midst, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the days of harvest. We plunge into harvest, not by our power, not by our might, but by the presence of the power of the Holy Ghost. We plunge into harvest in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Hallelujah. Can we say louder? Amen. Spirit is sweet. Praise the Lord. What gives life is spirit. You can't derive life from flesh, but that which is born of the flesh will perpetually remain flesh. But everything that is born of God is perpetually spiritual. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why you are not a mortal man. Do you understand? You are an immortal being, because the power of immortality lives inside of you. You have embraced the grace for immortality. And what short grace does is to turn you to become an immortal fellow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is need for us to begin to recognize what God has called us, so that we will begin to perpetually walk in it. You are a spirit person. Praise God. What affect flesh will not affect you. What make flesh to stumble will not make you to stumble, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be in the house this evening. I want to thank God for this privilege to stand again to minister. I appreciate the pastor and the wife. Can we put our hands together for them? Praise God. It's very difficult to climb up to the rung of the ladder than to descend. It's easier for one to fall down, can easily descend. Praise God. But to get up is a very difficult task. All of you get up in Jesus' name. It's a process. It is a process. And it is important for us to wait and endure this process. Because if we don't endure the process, we won't get to the topmost of the ladder. Hallelujah. So when we appreciate men, it's not just because we are doing it because we have time to do it, but because we recognize the process at which they have gone through before they get there to the ladder. And it's always very important to remember that adult task is not palatable. Praise God. So endure the process and you will get there. Tell someone, process is good. It makes you a man. And it turns you to become a spiritual person. Hallelujah. Amen. This evening I want us to look together a particular phrase in the scripture and which we have almost accustomed ourselves to, but most of us has not have a grasp of the deeper meaning of what the principle of election is all about. So I want to briefly talk about the principle of election. And I will be taking my text from the book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 29. Romans 8, 29. For whom he did foreknow. It's important for you to take note of the word foreknown. And as a matter of fact, every being that God created was foreknown right from the beginning. So it was not an arbitrary selection of foreknowing. It was what God has carefully done right from the foundation of the earth to know everybody. He has known the nature of everybody and what they will become. Praise God. He said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the many brethren. There are also brethren. But among the brethren, among the many brethren, there are people that are firstborn. Because when we look at the issue of harvest, of course, I'm not talking about the harvest. We have what we call the first harvest and the second harvest. Praise God. And the first harvest is characterized with the harvest of the lamb and the king. And this is where you find the first begotten. In this place, you find the people that are called the first begotten. Because they have the foretaste of what it is to be. Praise God. So he said that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So there are other brethren that will come into it, but they have not hearkened to the call of the lamb and the king. Because there is what we call the lamb and the king, there is also what we call the lion and the king. Two of them have major operations in the salvation of people. Praise God. But we are not talking about that. We are talking about that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. So this thing is progression. Did you see the progression there? Moreover, it's a progression. It's a progressive language. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. In other words, those that he has predestinated, those that he has foreknown, after they have acting, then they take it to another step of it. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. He also called. Now, you can now begin to see the careful selection and careful ordination and careful engagement of brethren as we progress on daily basis. So, after predestination, there is another word called that he also called. And whom he called, them he also what? Justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. Because what this engagement has given unto us is a position of overcoming. It gives us a position where we will daily overcome. Now, that is not to foreclose the battles. That is not to foreclose the battle, but in every battle, what this engagement does for us is we overcome. We overcome because there is no one who can be against us. Verse, the next verse. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him all for us all. Now, what did he do? He delivered him all for the purpose of the called. Do you understand? Now, for the purpose of those that he has also foreknown and for those that he has predestinated. But only few people yield to that. Only, even though it was done for all and sundry, but only few people recognize that engagement and they embrace it. And so for those that embrace it, they were not just, they were justified. They were justified. So he said, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now this is what settled the case of needs. Praise the Lord. For everyone who understands the issue of prayers, this has foreclosed the issue of needs. In other words, when you stand as an elect person and you remember that he has given the Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing that he can withhold from you. Because the most difficult thing is the Lord Jesus Christ to give. Praise God. That's the most difficult thing for God. As it was so difficult for Abraham to give Isaac, so it was also very difficult for God to give Jesus, but he gave him. So he now says, if he can give you this, what again? Will he also not freely give unto us? What again? Will he not also freely give unto us? But there are certain procedure or procedural steps that is required of us before we can have all things. Before he can freely give us all things. Listen to this. When he's talking about freely giving us things, he's not talking about cars. But that does not also preclude it. Do you understand? He's not talking about houses. But that does not also preclude it. But essentially, he was talking about certain things that he has promised. There are certain promises. There are certain promises that he is for us. And there are an appointment, there are an engagement, there are designation, which he has freely given unto us. And it is one of these things that I want us to consider today. Verse 33. He said, we shall lay anything to the charge of what? Of God's elect. We shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect. It is the God that what? That justifies. It is the God that justifies. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can now begin to see that we are in the process of having those promises that he has promised us, and they are engagement. Listen to this. There are certain phrases, certain designations that were given unto saints in the Bible, which must become our occupation. They are our designation. These are the designs of the saints. These are the names that the saints are called. These are the engagement that God has given unto the saints, each and every one of us. But it requires certain effort before we can have them. They are free gift of God. That's why I said that they will not freely gift. They are what? Free gift of God. They are free gift of God. And one of those free gifts is election. 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 When we are talking about election, we are talking about eminent person. Eminent person. Somebody who is eminent in the scheme of things. Somebody who is important, a valued individual. Tell somebody I'm a valued person. Praise God. I enter into a bank and I say, see, I'm one of your valued customers. The woman said, can I have your account? I said, that's not the issue. Praise God. Praise God. You are holding my money. That's why I said I'm one of the valued customers. Praise God. God. The same thing in the scheme of God, you are very valuable. You are what? You're very valuable. You are an eminent person. You are a very significant person. Listen to this. The move of God may not necessarily succeed. Just like Pastor D was saying. You can imagine if PGT is not here. God will just be saying, be looking at it. Oh, something is missing.
There is a vacuum.
There will be a vacuum. And so much more, there are so many spiritual vacuums that have been created as a result of the fact that men have not come into this designation which they are called. So when we look at the issue of election, we are talking about valued person. We are looking at somebody who is skilled in the things of God. So when they say election, I'm an elect of God, it's a very concord. It's a very serious language. It's a serious engagement. And there is need for us to understand this issue of election before we freely use it. Then we will come to the point of realization whether we are actually an election. Listen to this. Now, because he called us elected, elect, the elect, in reality, we are elect. Do you understand? In reality, we are elect. In faith, not in reality, in faith, we are elect. But there is need for us to sojourn and become the elect. Praise God. So it's a journey. It's a journey. In faith, we are the elect of God. It's not a mean language. Pharisees cannot use that language to themselves. They were always angry when they see somebody say, the elect of God. They look at Jesus Christ. Are you better than Abraham, our father? Who was called? Who was first called? Are you better than him? I said, before Abraham, of course I was. Before Abraham, I was. I am. Before Abraham, I am. Before Abraham has ever existed, I've existed. I'm sorry. Okay? So it is important for us to know that it's not a language, a mean language. The Pharisees understand the impulse of that language. And so it's not something anybody can freely use. Elect, some are led by faith. Some are elect by endorsement. Some are elect by bestower. Some are also elect by an attainment. Praise God. By an attainment. Quickly give me the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 11. Let's look at these scriptures. See, he said, if by any means I might attain. In other words, there is a need for work before. There's a need for you to walk before you can attain it. So when we talk about election, we are talking about eminent person. We are talking about valuable person. We are talking about a point man in the scheme of things of God. The point man in the scheme of things of God. A point man. You know what the Bible says? It says, strike the shepherd and the sheep, what? The scatter. That's a point man. You can't afford to strike the point man. He's an elect. Praise God. Now, there's need for us to also have a clear understanding that the word elect, as it were, is a promise. Praise God. Is what? It's a promise. It is a promise. It's not a gift. No, it's a gift, as it were, but it's a promise. God just promised that elect. It's a promise. It's not, you are not born as elect. You can't become elect just because of your background. It's a promise. In other words, there are certain fulfillment that you need to pay. There are certain prices that you need to pay before you can become what? The elect. It comes with prices. It comes with sacrifices. And so, if you are not ready to pay the sacrifice, you can't become what? Can't become an elect. Hallelujah. So, first thing I want us to know is that it's also a baptism. It's also what? A baptism. When we talk about elect, it's a baptism. You are baptized into it. Now, I don't want to begin to talk about that now because that will take a lot of time. But if time permits, I will still come back and talk about it. But basically, I want you to know that the word elect is a promise. Now, elect and election are the same thing. And when we are looking at the elect or the election of God, it carries the similarity with the normal election that we have in the world. Do you know why? It has a feature of similarity of the fact that it is about representation. It is about what? Representation. Representation. That's why they say Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the effulgence of his glory. So it's about representation. And you know, in the world, when we elect people, what do we ask them to do? To go and represent us. Our ideology. To go and represent our interest. To go and be a stake, so that we can become a stakeholder. But the difference between that is, between the election of the world and this election is that it does not carry popular, people does not do that election. There is only single elector. Praise God. There is only single elector. He's the only one that who does the election. No other person. So it's not popular opinion that, okay, it's Pastor Sheyi that we want to be, that let's vote for him so that he can become the chairman of CAN. Praise God. Do you understand? So it's not that kind of election. It's an election that what we have there is just a single elector. Praise God. Now, the book of Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. See, behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect. He was the only one who elected him. Praise God. And that election was done among many brethren. This one had the capacity and competence to represent my interests and to be a carrier of my image. Now, that election has been talked about here is the election in the engagement of redemptive work. Do you understand? It's the election in the engagement of what? Of redemptive work. With my soul delight, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Judgment to the Gentiles. The next verse. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Next verse. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Now, you cannot begin to see the assignment that was given unto this elected person. They were trying to describe the work as he's being elected. His assignment is clearly stated for him. Next verse. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the Isu shall wait for his law. Did you see it? The Isu shall wait for his law. The next verse. Thus said the God, he that created the heavens and this, and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath. Now, what am I saying? The engagement of this person and his function and his work was clearly spelled out as he's being elected. So he's not just coming without assignment. He's not just coming without a purpose. He's not just coming without an intention. He's not just coming without, you understand? He has an intent. God has intent to make him an elected person, to elect him. He has an intent. Praise God. Now, in the book of Isaiah chapter 45, I think verse 4, there is a slight difference between this and that one. No, even though they look similar, but the difference in this one is because of the tone of love, tone of grace. He said, for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. Now, it was also similar to what we have read where in the book of Romans chapter 8. Did you see it? He said, about foreknown. He said, I have surnamed thee. Though thou hast not known me when I was doing this. You have not known me. Okay? I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I gathered thee, though thou hast not known me. In other words, you can see the tone of fatherhood, the tone of relationship, the tone of commitment to that elect. There's this relationship. In other words, when we are also talking about elect, we are also looking at the engagement of God when He bestows His love, His affection, His concern, is completely committed to every cause which He has engaged us when we faithfully stay in it. I don't know whether you understand. He's fully committed to every cause in which He has committed into our hand, especially when we are faithful unto it. Praise God. God is not committed to the assignment of an individual when such an individual is not committed to his own assignment. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. So, what men see as riches is what the Bible calls uncertain riches. Do you understand? As in 1 Timothy 3:13. Men saw it riches of the world, but he called them uncertain what? Uncertain riches. He called them uncertain riches. So, now, that is not because he has those things or he possessed those things, God is committed to it. Do you understand? That he has those riches, uncertain riches, that is not to say that God is committed to it. But when you are committed to the things of God, because you are elected into that path, because election essentially is asking us to walk in a charted path. This is not an uncharted path. It's a charted path. That path is charted. There's a path that is charted for us. And what is required of us is to daily walk in those paths. To daily walk in those paths. Election is about assignment. Praise God. It is about what? It's about assignment. It's a walk. When they say the elect of God, it's a walk. Serious walk. Serious walk. Serious walk. Serious walk. It's a very serious assignment. So, and that assignment is not your own assignment, but it is what? God's assignment. God's assignment. You can see in the book of Isaiah chapter 42 that we read down, that everything that was spelled out for the Lord Jesus Christ, He worked on them. He engaged Himself in all these things. Praise God. There's going to be a baptism in 2 days. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, in other words, when we come across as my elect, the chosen, I'm not talking of the chosen in Lagos. Praise God. My elect, when you are talking about predestination, the called, you understand? They are talking about priesthood assignment. Is a mediatorial, mediator things, mediatorial things between man and God, and between God and man. Now, the engagement of the Lord Jesus Christ is to reveal God to man and to bring man to God. Do you understand? So, it is in the same light that He has His elect, that He has His own elect here and there for that assignment to mediate for men. To mediate for men. To stand the gap. To reveal God to man. So, in other words, before you can say I am an elect, I now understand why John was saying we do not know when we become, what we will become. But when we see Him, we will be like Him. Praise God. We will get there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, in other words, when you have that bestower of name, or when you have that designation of engagement, of that name called election, then it shows that you are not just anybody. You are a valued person who is carefully doing the work of the Father, who is engaged in the work of the Father, who is representing the interest of the Father, who is making the interest of the Father known unto people. Praise God. So what election does, what the elect does, is to make the interest of the Father known unto what? Unto people. It's a designation. Hallelujah. So if what we saw in the book of Isaiah chapter 42, as Jesus Christ was called my elect, is also a redemptive work. That means our assignment as the elect of God is also what? It's a redemptive work. Praise God. It's a redemptive work. It's a great work. And when you look at it, you just discover that many of us, we have not been there. Some, we don't have the patience for it. Some, we are too aggressive about it. Some, we are not even concerned about it. We don't even bother. Praise God. We don't even bother. Some that bothers, when you want to do it, you do it with anger. You see how valuable we are. You see how weak man is. Do it with anger. Time I see my Muslim family, I'm always angry. Very full of wrath. Angry. You understand? It's so difficult for me. I don't know. Praise God. And I was once like that before. I've worked like them. I was a fanatic person like them. But he brought me out. I know he will bring them out too. In the name of Jesus. Now, I wish I have that passion. Pastor was telling me that you have passion for others. You don't have passion for it. It's not because I don't have passion for them, but that passion is wrongly channeled. Anger. You know, madness. I don't believe. Sometimes I say, why did I come from this kind of? So now you cannot begin to see the patience of the Lord. You cannot begin to see the long suffering of the Lord. You cannot begin to see, give me Colossians. Colossians 3:12, yes. Yes, I'm going to 1 Corinthians 2. See, he said, put on therefore as what? As the elect of God. Now, it is clear that every one of us are what? The elect of God. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God. These are the instrument of elect, being of the elect of God. Holy and beloved. He said, the first thing is what? Bowers of mercies. Bowers of mercy. The book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 13. Can you quickly give us? Okay. We have not an high priest. We cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. A perfect person in this call elect. We have not an high priest. Don't forget that I've said that when we talk about it's a priesthood engagement. But we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points. Now, what I want to say is that he could touch the feeling of our infirmities. He knows our weaknesses. But some of us, we don't understand. We are impatient. Now, you cannot begin to see that we are still journeying into that engagement. We can't, oh yes, the elect of God. Yes, in faith, I am. But in reality, you are still working towards it. But we will get there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's quickly look at the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Because it is important for us. There have always been this controversy. 26 to 29. Please. Look at this. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Continue. And base things of the world, things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, things which are not, to bring to naught things that I have, that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Praise God. Now, listen, the issue of election, because when we look at the Jews, hey, we are the elect. It's true. They are the elect, and they will remain the elect. But the principle of election, their election is subject to how obedient they are into the principle of election. Praise God. So it's not because I belong to Father Abraham. It's not about, you know, otherwise it will become a racial thing. That okay, God just arbitrarily consider. Now why was they became the elect of God in the first instance? It's because of the obedience of who? Of Abraham. He said, Abraham, I have first called. Him I have elect. Because of that obedience, and they fall in line into that election too. They come into the place of election too. But then, they must also walk according to the principle of obedience to faith, because the first pattern, the first elect among many, many elects is who? Is Jesus Christ. The first elect, he was the first elect among many elects is Jesus Christ. And he's the one who patterned the course for this election. And the pattern of this election is those who come to the faith of the Son of God are those that become the elect of God. They become the elect of God. Now, that's the first stage. And praise God. That's the first what? First stage. The second stage is when you now begin to walk into it. Then God begins to bestow certain things into your life. He bestows his name. There is bestower of names. There is bestower of glory. There is bestower of power. There is bestower of might. There is a bestower of ministry gifts. And so on and so forth. Because you have carefully walked in that pattern, in that path. Praise God. So it is not, the issue of election is not an arbitrary consideration that I'm a Jew. No. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way again. Doesn't work that way. You must come into obedience to the faith of the Son of God before you can enjoy of the Son of God. Something happened that was very, very instructive. It was a trustworthiness concerning Abraham. And it was found in the book of Genesis in chapter 18 when he was about to send. When he sent an emissary, or is it emissary, an angel to go and destroy Sodom, he said, will I do a thing without revealing such to my friend Abraham? There's a particular phrase that he used. He said, since he will instruct what? His children the way to go. So it's a way. It's a way. If you are not in that way, no matter how long you are in the church, you are not an elect. Praise God. But when you begin to walk in that way, in that path, then you can surely say, yes, the elect of God. The elect is a representation. It's a name. It's an assignment. It's a prestigious position. It's something that has coloration of priesthood. You can represent God. You can decree things for God. You can speak on behalf of God. You can say things, and it must come. God will honor it, because you are the elect. You are representing God. Oh God. Praise God. So it is very, very important. The reason why I'm saying all of these things is for us to create an urge, an appetite in us, so that we can daily walk into it. We can daily walk into it. That was what practically Moses was. That was what Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, look at what Paul is saying. 1:1. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. Did you see that? Romans 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto what? Unto gospel of God. Separated unto gospel of God. So, it's separation. It is what? Separation unto gospel. It's a separation unto gospel. And every one of us can get there. It's a sacrifice. It's a walk. It's a walk. It's a way. It's a path. It's a path. You can make up your mind that I daily want to walk in this path so that I will stand as authority. When the man, he said by my word, do you think it was his word that he was speaking? By my word, there shall not be shut the heaven. So no create heaven. But before he said by my word, he has heard the word of the Father. When he said, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall come to pass. Is it everything that many of us decree that it come to pass? Praise God. But he said by my word, it's a decree. He said by my word. So in other words, you can also come into that oppression. You can come into that oppression when you know that when you are representing God, you are standing on behalf of God. And it is important for us to have that sense of awe, sense of responsibility, especially to our unbelieving friends and families. You can represent God as God's elect in their sight. And say, mommy, this thing, as Christ lives, I decree that it won't come to you. You will see that God will honor you. Because at that level, you are the first among many brethren. Do you understand? You are the first among many. You occupy a position in that family, and it's a priesthood position. So when you say it, God will honor it. Especially when it's in line with the things of God. When you say it, I say, just like Sister Precious, you say, don't worry, they pass. Don't worry, they pass. Because she was an elect among them. She is an elect among them. And she represents God in that sphere. So everything that she says, God has responsibility to back what? To back it up. Because he stands for righteousness. He stands for righteousness. He stands for truth. So it's an operation. I don't want you to see it as a limitation. It's also an operation. You can operate it at any point in time according as occasion permits you to operate it. But it may be very difficult for you to operate that kind of things in the midst of those that you know that they are spiritual authority. Do you understand? Except God speak to you expressly. Do you understand? And when he speaks to you expressly and you heard God, God does not bypass anybody. Do you understand that? So, the issue of election is not just, you know, it's not just like I'm a pastor and I remain permanently as pastor in PGT. I don't know whether you understand. It's an operation that can come occasionally, can come from time to time. And there are times when you are not elected to do it. Don't koja here. Just stay where you are. Praise God. Now let me round up scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:3. Look at this scripture. He said, but if our gospel be what? Be hid. We have forfeited our election. We have forfeited because what we are elected to do is for gospel. Not just to preach the gospel, but to represent the gospel. Do you understand? You are the representation of the gospel. You are the representation of the gospel. And it must not be hid. It must be revealed on a daily basis. It must be made known on a daily basis. They must see the aroma. You know what Paul says? We are sufferers of life, and death unto death. Praise God. What they saw in Paul was the savor of gospel. It was the savor of gospel. They saw that savor of gospel in him. But if our gospel be hid, it is he to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them Now, if you go back to the book of Isaiah that I first read, one of the engagements is to open the blind. So in other words, our engagement is to reach out as an elect of God, is to reach out to the world and see those that the world has blinded them. Do you know those that the world has blinded them? They don't think of any other thing but worldly things. How to satisfy the flesh. How to please the flesh. How to please the flesh. How to walk in flesh. When they want to talk about things, they want to acquire things. The world has blinded them. They don't know any other thing apart from the world. Then we need to begin to open their sight as occasion arises. As God gives us the permission and the privilege to do it. Then we are standing as an elect unto them. We are standing as an elect unto them. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, the essence of our election is to make order to become the elect. Do you understand? That's the essence. The whole essence of our being the elect is to bring order to the place of becoming the elect. So that you say, why? Because normally, in heavenly places, right from the foundation of the time, everybody is elected. That election is not an arbitrary consideration of few people, but only few people respond to it. I keep on saying it. Jesus Christ did not die for Christians. You better let it sink to your head. He died for the world. He died for the world. He didn't die for Christians. I said it, when you get to heaven, you won't see Christian nor Muslim. God is neither Christian nor Muslim. He's just God. He's just God. He's not from America. Neither is he from Nigeria. Neither is he from Africa. He's just God. Praise God. So you this election thing is upon everybody. The truth about you is that you respond to it early enough. And it makes you to be the first among other brethren. Praise God. Because there are still others that are coming from you. And that one, yes, we also occupy the position of first. Sometimes it's mysterious. First. Even when you come now, you become first. Praise God. It's the language of heaven. It's only those who are imbibed with the wisdom of heaven that we understand that. People are confused with that. They say, how many firsts do you want to have? As many as respond to the call of God has become the first. Praise God. So, this is our engagement as the elect of God. This is our assignment as the elect of God. This is the intent and the purpose of God for us as the elect of God. And when we fail to do this, we have not actually come into that placement where we become truly the elect of God. Praise God. So it is good for each and every one of us to engage ourselves in it. Because you carry the aura, you carry the grace, you carry the anointing. The mark of elect is upon your head. And the earlier you do it, the better. May the Lord bless the church in Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's just thank Him. Let's thank Him. Lord, we thank You. Thank Him because You are not ordained for perdition. You are not ordained for destruction. You are not ordained for sword. You are not ordained for rot. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. We give You praise. We worship You. We adore You. Blessed be Your name. It's grace. Your grace. I'm nothing without You.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers, but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pttchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental Prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday Service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Futa Southgate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pdtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you. It's your